Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Сердечно вас вітаю у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paluka, bringing you the best in Rusyn music. And today is Sunday, September 6th, 2020. Tomorrow is Labor Day here in the United States, the quote-unquote unofficial end to summer. The weather is slowly turning a bit cooler, which I like a lot, and am looking forward to the actual fall season. We're going to start off today's program first with Ne budu tu pidu dale. I will not go any further, so barkeeper, start pouring the drink. And then after that, we have Slavyanskoy Chardash, recorded in the 1970s with Jerry Jumba and the Slavyani Folk Ensemble Players. Enjoy.
Kačmarečko maľová,
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute online by going to the CRS webpage, c-rs.org. Click on Donate Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate Russian Heritage Radio Program.
Bohatstvo mac na papero, a nie mac chwilki za prijateljok. Ta trimaj szerco, wsze otworene, daruj, że budzę, błahoslovene, ta trzymaj serce przeotworene, daruj, że budzę, błahoslovene, co żadasz z sebe, żadaj i swoim, da budzę płody na rodnym polu twoim, lubowci budzę. Komu trzeba, co z darowanią nic się nie straci. Ze się darujesz, tam się pozlaci. A kiedy se twoją gila dobroti krasza, złowita kostnice nie strasza.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
Fraternally yours. For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428, or you can send them some email at this address, info@GCUUSA.com. info@GCUUSA.com. Today, we commemorate the martyrdom of Saint Father Maxim Sandovich of Gorlice, who was executed on this day, September 6th, 1914. Saint Maxim was born in 1886 in Zdunja, in the Lemko region, which was then part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy in present-day Poland. He completed his seminary studies in 1911, and that same year was married and ordained as an Orthodox priest. At that time in the Lemko region, there was a growing movement away from the Greek Catholic Church to the Orthodox faith. Father Maxim returned home to serve the Orthodox faithful in the villages of Hrab, Wysowatka, and Dolhe. After serving his first divine liturgy in Hrab on December 2, 1911, the Austrian authorities, suspicious of the Orthodox faith for its alleged Russian sympathies, issued an order forbidding any further Orthodox services. Father Maxim ignored the order and continued to conduct services in village homes. He was repeatedly fined and held under temporary arrest. Before Pascha in 1912, he was again arrested and held in prison for 2 years in a Lviv prison until their trial began on March 9, 1914. After being found not guilty, he immediately returned to his native village and continued to minister to his Orthodox parishioners. With the outbreak of World War I, Father Maxim was again arrested and imprisoned, along with his entire family. In prison, they were placed in separate cells and denied the opportunity to see each other. This time, however, there would be no court trial. On the morning of September 6th, Father Maxim awoke in his cell and read his morning prayers as usual. Austrian soldiers led the 28-year-old priest from his cell to a wall in the prison courtyard, where he was bound and blindfolded. There they ripped his priestly cross from his chest and threw it to the dirt, marking an X with chalk over his heart for a target. As the shots rang out, the martyr slumped to the ground. On September 12th, Saint Maxim's father, his pregnant wife, and brother were sent to the concentration camp at Talerhof in the far western part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. While in the camp, Father Maxim's wife, Pelagia, gave birth to a son she named Maxim in honor of his father. Like his father, the younger Maxim also entered the priesthood, serving the Lemko Rusyn people faithfully until his death in 1991. In September of 1994, the official glorification of Saint Maxim began in the courtyard of the Gorlice courthouse, where the saint had been martyred, where a bronze plaque marking the tragic event was placed on the wall. Following this service, a procession of hierarchs, clergy, and faithful entered the Holy Trinity Church in Gorlice for the service of glorification. On September 5th and 6th in 2007, the martyr's relics were transferred from the village cemetery in Zdunja to the Holy Trinity Church in Gorlice, Poland, where they are enshrined on the right side of the iconostas. May Saint Maxim Sandovich's memory be eternal. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat. Thank you. sign off today, just a reminder that if you want to look at any of the videos produced by the Carpatho-Russian Society, please go to our YouTube page, youtube.com, and look up Carpatho-Russian Society. As you watch our videos, you can also watch videos from our friends, such as the summer seminar series from the Carpatho-Russian Research Center, or any of the offerings from LEMCO with History. So that is youtube.com, and look up Carpatho-Russian Society, John and Helen Timo Foundation, or LEMCO with History. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tyzden. Z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дороге русинське брате і сестре, бардсердечко вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730 або 96.5. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!